4CEF Mobile. How are you doing this morning?
I'm enjoying this weather.
I'm liking that it's cooling down a little bit.
Here to my first fire and my wood stove this weekend.
I think it's going to be a good weekend for it. It's supposed to be down in, the 30s?
All I've heated with is wood since I've been married. Since 83, man. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'd love to put one up, but I got a fairly small house. Don't see any need to upgrade it. Just can't figure out a good spot for it.
It's a nostalgia for me. I mean, I grew up in a home that heated with a fire, a wood stove. And when I built my house, I made the wood stove the central focus point when you walk into the house. And I just enjoy that thing. I really enjoy that. I was sitting here thinking, talking to you, how much wood I've cut and split over the years. Of course, when I was in high school, I used to cut wood and sell firewood. I've always enjoyed chainsaws and cutting and dragging logs and all that.
Pretty cool. Yeah, there's no telling how much wood has been eating it since you were a kid, and now as an adult, still doing it. I mean, there ain't no telling.
But things got a lot easier, not always. I'd say the last, since 2003, I've been able to work with a tractor and move logs around with forks. I bought here about 3 or 4 years ago. 3 years ago, I bought a grapple to put on my tractor, and that makes handling wood a whole heck of a lot easier.
You got a wood splitter?
Thing you need to process wood.
Deal right there. Tend to work. I did find out yesterday I will be moving to the new plant, so that'll be a change of pace for me.
Well, that ought to be a good thing. I always like a change of scenery. Is it a promotion?
Promotion as in my position changing, but it is a promotion that it's a newer hall, so it's a lot quieter, and that's always what I always notice when I go up there. It's just quiet as can be compared to the hall I work in, the original one.
When you're saying, when does that take place?
He found out yesterday, so I think it'll be January. They said I would officially make the move.
That'll be something to look forward to.
A bittersweet day yesterday. You know, I leave my team that I've been with for a couple of years. I go with a new team up in office, too.
Got to make new friends and new enemies.
I guess you say that, but I think it'll be all right. I think it'll be good. I'm ready for it, I believe.
From you or closer to you?
The new plant is the one that's closest to 101. If you've ever drove by the plant, you've got the one that sits right off of 101, which is the newer one. And then you got the old plant, which is the original, you know, it's behind the little horseshoe museum and all that. That's the original plant.
Good deal.
Interesting, because I've worked in the old plant since I started. And, back in 2006, 2008, something like that, they built the new plant, and I was given the opportunity to go up there, but I didn't make the cut whenever they were letting people go, so I stayed in the old hall, and I've been there ever since. So 20-something years in the old halls to come to an end for me.
Who gonna do anything for you?
Telling. I don't know. see how many of them like me and how many of them will be glad to see me go.
Worked for me, and I worked with him several different times at different places, but he came in, worked for us for about a year. He committed to a year, and I gave him a Silver Eagle dollar with this year was 21. He left in March of 21. In a, you know, a little nice display box for those coins, and just as a appreciation for his friendship, and, you know, he's a very smart diagnostic tech. That's all he did with us was diagnostic.
Hey, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, one of the other guys did the same thing, and so he got a couple of silver coins at the time, but we actually changed our strategy, business strategy, when he left. We don't take on any more of those complex diagnostic jobs because we just didn't have anybody. That's where his skill was. He worked for several different dealers out in Texas for a period of time, and then worked for some dealers here locally. He's just a smart guy, super good guy.
Did he like read the computer to see what it was saying? Not just codes, but actually seeing what the computer was saying was wrong with it?
Well, these trucks have got multiple modules in them. One like a body control module, one is a transmission control module, one is an engine control module, and there's some other modules in there too. And he was real good at what they call can-to-can diagnostics, following, you know, the information from one module to another, and finding nicks and wires where corrosion had got in there, or either bad modules or modules that had to be flashed and reprogrammed. I wouldn't even know where to start. I've been in truck repair since 81, 82, and I'm fairly knowledgeable about the basics, but you get into that serious electronic, the communication side of it, I couldn't tell you heads up or heads down. Most any other thing I'm fairly knowledgeable about, but that's one thing that I'm not strong on, and I'm not strong on the after-treatment systems either, because I'm an admin now, been an admin for years, so I don't have any hands-on experience with that.
Dude, I can understand that, because we run, the car goes through, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, probably 5, maybe 6 different tests where they're checking the modules and the connections and all that, that are just, you know, that whole system. So I've never done it. I've been around it. I've seen it done. But, yeah, those guys, they'll read the schematics and everything else. And, you know, all the printouts are in German, so they have to kind of figure out what those printouts are telling them, and figure out what module. Yeah, it takes a skill set to do that, time to learn that kind of stuff. But that's, yeah, I don't know anything about it. I just know about it. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. It takes a certain kind of person to do it. KO4CF, right?
You cool all over again on that deal, or either work in the shop for a period of time and let one of my guys teach me. But there's just no time in the day for that.
Understand that. Lately?
I need to give him a call.
Back on the radio.
Yeah, sure. Trying to get used to his new schedule. You know, he's always been a third shift guy, and he's trying to get used to being up during the day.
Transition to make. Shoot, I don't think I'll ever be used to getting up early in the morning. I still hate it.
Late this morning, I just Wow, I had a bad night last night, didn't get much sleep, hit that snooze thing, that snooze about three times, and that's messed up.
That one, I've been trying to get in a little bit earlier myself, be ready for the meeting, and it's been rough trying to get up early. Like, today I'm not behind, but I'm not as further ahead as I was yesterday. The harder it is to get out of bed.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, you know, I don't think you were on the radio. I ended up buying a 14-inch Dutch oven. And this last Boy Scout trip we went on, I cooked the Mountain Man breakfast.
Oh, wow. That's cool, dude. I'm all into Dutch oven. Where'd you get the recipe for Mountain Man breakfast?
On Lodge's website. I need to get a cookbook, but I found it on Lodge's website. It's their Lodge Mountain Man breakfast. I mean, it's simple as all get outs. You know, eggs, cheese, hash browns, and sausage. Just cook it in the Dutch oven till it's done.
Wow, that sounds cool. I'm going to have to do it. Yes, you like bacon? He has up at the Heine's cheese factory up there in Ohio. Man, they got every kind of cheese you could possibly think of, every kind of beef stick or whatever stick you're looking for. But I got some bacon cheese. I've not opened it up yet to try it, but I'm very interested in how that's going to taste.
Interesting. I haven't seen a whole lot that has bacon in it that don't usually taste good.
I'd been up to Lakeview Steakhouse up there off of 14.
I have. That's the one that's near the little, because I'm trying to think if there's a fish camp named Lakeview or not. I can't remember. I don't know right off the top of my head. There's a couple different Lakeview places that I'm thinking of. I don't know if that's it or not.
Well, they have got, it's a dessert. It's bacon with honey drizzled on it and something else. It's Lakeview Fish, I'm sorry, Lakeview Steakhouse. Now, they've got fish, they've got seafood, but if you go look on their website, they got the tomahawk steaks and all kinds of steaks. It's really good. One of the guys that worked for me went up there. He showed me a picture of that. I forget what the plate's called, but it looks delicious.
The place you're talking about, it's near the little, I always wonder why it's called Lakeview, but it's near the dam, near an old mill or something. I can't remember right off the top of my head, but I've drove by it plenty of times on the way from Greer to my parents' house off of Highway 11 and 14.
Yeah, that's the one, because on the web, you can see a dam right outside the window. They show a couple of table shots. That's it. That's the one. And he said the food was fantastic. They've got deep-fried corn on the cob. They got several little interesting things that I've never had before, and I'm looking at trying to meet my wife up there one evening for supper.
I mean, the idea is I've rode by it plenty of times and never thought about stopping in there. Well, I am pulling into the parking lot, so I'm going to have to say 7-3, get this antenna off his car, and get on in this plant. So have a safe trip on the work, and hopefully you have a great day, and don't get too wet on the way in. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you're final.
All right, my friend, it was good talking to you. And I hope you enjoy your day. Be safe. 7-3 to you. And you have a good one. This is KK4NXE.